No doubt you'll all be aware that there's a new radio station sprung on the airwaves calling itself MAR. Well, that's interesting because that's two of them that's now on the air and none of them are the original. it's like Caroline, somebody rakes it up every so often, they think it's good, you know. We should think of a different name for these radio stations, but never mind, that's nothing to do with me. You call it what you like. Do you want to pass us my coffee over, please? This is a really interesting story and I hope you're all tuned in for this, especially Mr. C, because you'll find this quite amusing. And if Wobbly's listening, you should turn the tape recorder on as well now. Oh, this is a cracker. Anyhow.
Quiet. Stand.
That's it. Just getting them rounded up, you see. Got to keep them in trim here. First of all, I want to say a few words about why the programmes have been a bit disorientated today. Well, as you all know, I announced last week on the air that Mr. Doyle was sacked. And some of the DJs and other people didn't agree with this idea, and there's been sort of mayhem this week going on. So in the finish, I said that to keep the peace, I would allow Mike Doyle to be reinstated on certain provisos, and one of those provisos was that Mr. Monaghan would be responsible for running the radio station, and I could have a few Sundays off. Because while it's all very nice sitting here broadcasting to people, it does become very, very time consuming. And as I've got the engineer inside of it to look after for Radio Eleanor, as well as for Station M, then it takes a lot of my time up. And that was why I came to that arrangement. Anyhow,
and the garden needed doing
as well. I hate doing the garden. If there's any gardeners out there, you better write in quick. Anyhow, to cut a long story short, so it comes to this Sunday morning and everything's arranged and I won't be dragged out of bed and I can have a listen, see what it sounds like, have a bit of a run round, and it's going to be wonderful. But it all backfires and I am dragged out of bed and I have to go up and put the radio station on the air. So I've come to the solution now that Mr. Doyle can remain sacked, which was my original plan anyhow, and Mr. Monaghan can go with him, because not one of you is either any bit of use. And that's just the way I feel, and you won't relent me on that, and that's it, final. No more to be said, there's no point in coming to our house to discuss it, because I don't feel as though I'm answerable to you as to why I have to get rid of you.
Play some more music.
Play some more music in a minute. Anyhow, so that's point one. Point two is that most of my time for the last fortnight's been taken up with an FM transmitter. While I was very reluctant to broadcast on FM, I now feel that we should. The reasons for this being that we have a better location than we did have, so it will work a lot better. We have an FM stereo transmitter, which we've had for quite some time, and we also have a 250-watt linear, which works, actually works. It doesn't cause feedback or anything, it actually works. It works very well. We'll be putting that on the air in about 4 weeks in stereo, probably about 102.7 or 104 point something. And that'll be used in conjunction with Radio Eleanor and ourselves on a Saturday and a Sunday to broadcast in stereo to the Wirral and beyond. And it'll probably get quite a way beyond, probably well into Southport now towards Preston Way and down the North Wales coast. So that's something for you to look forward to. So that's where most of my time's been taken up this week and last week and many weeks in the past as well. And it's all ready to go on the air. What's kept us from using it to date is that we didn't have a stable enough power supply for it. We've now received the regulator IC that we needed for that, and I tried it out last night in the house and it works very nicely, so I'm very pleased with it. The other thing is that Station M has a new transmitter, which is a lot more powerful than the one we're using at the moment. The one we use at the moment provides 50 watts into the aerial. Actual RF output is 50 watts into the aerial. We have a 200 watt one, which works very nicely as well. The reason we haven't put that on the air, as we said we were going to do, is we've had a run round and the signal seems quite creditable from this one, so we don't really feel that there's anything to be gained by increasing the output of the transmitter at the moment. It seems to be working quite well. While it isn't a wonderful signal in certain parts of the northwest, it's not doing bad where we want to get to, and the people that write in tell us it's quite good. We know there's a bit of home on the carrier. We will cure that in the not too distant future. Anyhow, another record coming up now, and then I'll say a little bit more about various things that have been going on. This is Shalimar, and I don't know what it is, just press the button and see what it is. Purpose, isn't it?